Welcome to Yoga Life Lessons.
From me, Debbie.
Chris.
And also sometimes me, Lola.
We'll be chatting about yoga, life, and all the lessons it's taught us.
Enjoy. This Practice Pure episode was recorded in a live session delivered by Chris at the Yoga Life Studio. You can dip in and dip out. Check in the description for the time markings of the different practices. Or if you have an hour to enjoy your breath now, then enjoy. We will start in a comfortable position. Now you can be seated with whatever supports you like. You can lie down or rest back. Now, really, for this opening practice, the only thing that matters is that it's comfortable. Yeah, that you can relax, that you can soften the body, and not by having to hold it in a particular way, be distracted. So once your body is settled how it likes to settle, let your gaze soften. I encourage your jaw to soften, your brow to soften, and your belly to soften. But then bring your awareness to your breath. However it is, wherever it is, with no aim here, no right or wrong way to breathe here. Just notice your breath. And perhaps noticing exactly how it is that you do notice your breath. Or whether it's a felt thing or a heard thing. Or perhaps even something a bit more like a narrated, annotated thing. Each of those modes of observation just as valuable as the other. And the mind included. And certainly we can make a real problem, make a real enemy of the mind in meditation. In the right place, it can be a real aid, an involved and welcome part of meditation. However you notice the breath, notice the breath. Probably by default, simply of being watched, the breath will change. Maybe it softens, maybe it second guesses, maybe there's a push and a pull, a sort of gravity to your day that keeps drawing you out of the breath. You keep turning back to the breath. And I eventually experience that the breath has become more interesting, more important, in this moment at least, than all of the other things that are jostling for that attention. Perhaps as you continue to attend to the breath, it becomes discombobulated somewhat. Feed a softness into your inquiry, and a compassion into your inquiry. And then allow that inquiry to broaden a little. I'm curious about the ways in which your breath more broadly reflects the whole of you, your tone, your feeling, and your task list. Your day. Just noticing the breath. In a moment, the first practice that we'll move into today is called Vishamavritti. It translates literally as unequal fluctuations. It describes a whole array of practices where deliberately imbalancing the ratio of the breath is the primary factor. And the different phases of the breath are tied into, intricately connected to, the various phases of our operations, our nervous system. And more specifically, the inhale engages that more active part of our system. It gets us ready. Focuses us, it energizes and oxygenates us. And there is engagement involved even in its mechanics. And whilst the exhale is connected to that aspect of ourself that is about down regulating. About softening, about letting go, perhaps even releasing, resting. And this practice can be done seated, it can be done supine. It can be done any position at all that is comfortable. Even perhaps in everyday life, it can be done in positions that aren't so comfortable. Take a few breaths if you need to wriggle, to adjust, to reposition. We'll be here for about 10 to 15 minutes. Of course, you're welcome to move as the practice moves, but if you can be really ready for it, it has a benefit. Again, soften your eyes. Encourage the brow to soften. Encourage the jaw and the shoulders and the belly to soften. Then turn your awareness to the count of your breath. At first, just noticing the duration of the inhale. The duration of the exhale. And perhaps any spontaneous, effortless space in between those phases. No active holding or suspending of the breath in this practice. But perhaps as it slows, there is an organic just space that opens in between the phases of the breath. Throat soft still, eyes soft still. Having gathered a sense of the rate of your breath, begin to slow down the exhale. Breath by breath, just small increments. And perhaps finding that as the exhale extends, the inhale lightens a little, shortens a little. Keeping that inhale easy, organic, incrementally, softly stretching out the exhale. Without strain. Stretching out the exhale. settling at a point where the exhale is approximately twice the length of the inhale. If your inhale lasts for 3, then perhaps the exhale reaches 6. Perhaps 4 and 8. And perhaps the numerical count is a real anchor, is a real support. Or perhaps your mind kind of riles against the numbers. In which case, a felt sense of the exhale twice as long as the inhale is wonderful. Begin to notice a distinctly downward quality with the breath. And the contact points between yourself and the support beneath you, heavier, more broad. All the substance of your system just hanging that little more softly off its structure. Even the jaw, the cheeks and the nape of the neck feel that bit heavier. Inhale, easy. The exhale around twice its length, but easy. If, as this practice finds a rhythm, you need to move a little, or it feels good to lie down, then please do. If a yawn bubbles up, or a sigh bubbles up, or perhaps some other sound bubbles up, just let it happen. The inhale, easy, and the exhale, pause out, pause down. Gradually, your whole system begins to slide with it. Your whole system begins to slide with it. In this resting space, it's not unusual for some of the unresolved elements of your day to surface. Incomplete conversations, unsettled disagreements, emotions maybe. If that feels like it's too much for this practice, today at least, then you can soften that effect by bringing a balance back to the breath. And if it feels right and ready and you feel resourced and it feels graceful, then you can nudge some of those things into that long out-breath. I let them complete their journey through. Their job done. And their residue released. Slow breath by slow breath. No pushing, no digging required. Just an increasingly slow breath. From here, we'll more or less just roll straight into the next practice that involves adding kumbhaka or breath holding to this first variation of Vishamavritti. Take a moment if you need to become entirely comfortable. But once you are comfortable, awareness back in the breath. All of you poured back into the exhale. And the word kumbha literally means pop. And there are two broad types of kumbhaka that we'll engage. Anta kumbhaka, which is after the inhale, when the breath is full. And then baya kumbhaka, after the exhale, when the body is empty. And much as the inhale engages that up-regulating aspect of our breath, the suspension, or the retention, excuse me, of the breath, the holding in of the breath, also engages that up-regulating quality. Whilst just as the exhale engages that downward current of our energy, the suspension, the holding out of the breath, it invites us even more deeply into rest. It's important, though, not to attempt to push the count of these too far. That effortless feel is so important. Less of a holding of the breath and more just a really very slow turning of the breath. So with these kumbhaka today, no locks, no grips, no bandha. Just a lingering. And with baya kumbhaka especially, and that long-held exhale, if we begin to push it too far, it can leave us feeling a little anxious. You know, that jolt back to the inhale is alarming. That same sort of jerking back that you might experience sometimes as you're falling asleep and suddenly it feels like you're falling. So back to the breath. An easy inhale. And then an extended exhale. Allow that exhale to just roll into space. And yourself to just roll into space. Allow the inclination to inhale to just softly bubble up and then occur. Easy inhale turns into a long exhale, and then rolls into space. And for a few moments, Perhaps for what feels like a few minutes, the breath just rests. And you just rest in suspended space, adrift somewhere, vast space. And then the inhale, unhurriedly, bubbles up, rises up, fills softly. Before another long exhale, some more space at the end of that exhale. And continuing here for a few more minutes at your own pace. An easy inhale. No real pause at the peak of the inhale, but a long exhale. And then space. Unhurried, uncluttered space. The body softer, the breath more encompassing, the tangible support of the ground beneath you. More solid, more welcoming. Easy inhale. A long exhale. And then space. Then let go of the technique. Any count fades. Any particular effort, particular attention fades. And for a few moments, just rest. And notice the breath. And notice your body and your being. All the ways that your system has shifted. And all of the ways that your system has stayed the same. Before we move into one more practice, there's some space here to move a little if you would like to reposition the body if you would like to. Again, this next technique can be done seated, or it can be done lying down. As well as the inhale and the exhale being tied into those different functions of the nervous system, we also see a difference in the effects of the left and the right nostril. The yogic texts teaches of nadis and the sun and the moon and the elements in the body. The more modern research finds the same effect, but through the cardiovascular system and neurophysiology, all the ways in which the body operates. But without going into too much detail along either pathway, the left nostril, again, is associated with that downwards, restorative, maybe lunar quality. Whilst the right is associated with action, with engagement, with a solar energy. And so for this next technique, we'll be breathing through just one nostril. And there are two ways that you can do this. If you're seated, then we'll use the thumb of one hand to close In this case, the right nostril. If you're resting down, then a different reflex will occur, wherein pressure receptors in the armpit will encourage a shift in dominant nostril breathing. Which means if you lie down on your right side, after a few moments, the dominant nostril will shift to the left side. Seated, you can do the same thing by making a fist underneath the right armpit. And so here you have several options to lie on the right side, to make a fist in the right armpit, or to use the right thumb to close the right nostril. Either way, let your breath begin to shift to the left nostril. In and out through the left nostril. Whether the right nostril is fully blocked or just partially, let your awareness focus on the sensations of the breath in the left nostril, down through that left channel of the body. And notice its texture, its temperature. Even its trajectory, its arcing route down in the body, down into the belly. Perhaps here you can begin to visualize that sparkling white color of clear moonlight. And follow this practice even more entirely down into that nurturing, restful lunar space. Breath in and down, and then out through the left nostril. In and down. Silvery, white breath. Perhaps here beginning to recognize that slide towards sleep. And perhaps even if falling peacefully asleep is your intention, then you can stop here. Otherwise, opening the right nostril and closing the left. Or changing the position of the fist into the opposite armpit, the left one. Or rolling onto your left side. All different ways of steering the swara, the dominant flow through the nadi. And shift your breath in and out through the right nostril. In and out through the right nostril. Curious about the ways in which this right nostril breathing brings a different quality. Somehow warmer, somehow more upright. Just gently energizing as you feel like your system reaches a balance of energy and activation and softness. And let both palms rest somewhere easy. And your breath move again through both nostrils. If you're resting on your left side, you can stay here. Or if it feels right to do so, you can roll onto your back for Shavasana. If you're seated and it feels good, you can stay there. Or you can make your way down onto your back for Shavasana. Either way, your breath is easy, your breath is even. Your body is easy. Having explored the ratio of the breath, the different and direct effects of those alternating phases of the breath deep in your physiology, and the different, perhaps more subtle, qualities of the breath through either nostril. Now rest again in open inquiry. How is your breath? And how does that breath more broadly relate to how the rest of you is? A calm center, perhaps, a clear vantage point, perhaps. An all-encompassing experience of folding all of you into the breath, perhaps. That with some portion of your attention still anchored in that breath, begin to broaden your senses and turn your awareness back out to the space that you're in, the sounds and the things and the world just moving around you. Make whatever movements feel good and feel necessary to bring the body back to wakefulness and readiness. In your own way, moving back to a comfortable, upright position. Palms together at the heart, and to seal the practice for now. Thank you.